Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I help you?
My name is Judy, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but on my phone there was a thing from Home Depot that I had won a drill, and all I had to do was pay the shipping cost. Yes, and so I said, okay, because my nephew does construction, and I thought he would like the drill. Well, I never got a call from anybody that I to go get it or anything, and now there's another charge on my account for $56.95 that I didn't authorize, and I don't know why, and it's from your company, and I don't know why I got that charge and why I didn't get the drill.
Yes, sir. Can I please, yes, ma'am. Can I please start with zip code?
83815.
8815.
No, my zip code or my area code or my zip code?
Zip code.
83, oh, I'm all upset now. I can't even think. 83814.
Okay.
Anyway, I used a credit card that's not mine, and so when the charges came, they want to know what I bought, and I said I didn't buy anything. I paid.
And can I have the first and last name, ma'am?
Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Y. S-C-H-M-E-N-D.
Can it be under another name?
No.
Because I'm not seeing your name, ma'am.
It's on a Costco card. And above where it has your thing, it has my name, Judith Weishman.
Yes, ma'am.
The date was 5/30/22, and the next charge that came through was from 5/6/4 for $56.95. Is this a scammy thing? Are you a scam company?
No, ma'am. But I'm not seeing your account.
Well, I have the bill on my charge card.
Okay.
Do I need to call them and have them take care of it?
I mean, ma'am, you can, because I'm not seeing anything.
You can't.
No, well, ma'am, I'm not seeing anything.
I've been charged. You're by the latest quality. FIR, whatever that means, buy the latest quality FIR, and the phone number, and then MI, is that Michigan?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still not seeing